Hey, it's Andrea here, back with my verbal podcast, cast boxing, podcaster ways. So I've been having a very interesting last couple of days, and instead of me continuing on and on and preaching about other people's things, I literally realized, why am I not telling people about my things and my story and my ways and my views? I mean, it's just another opinion. No one really has to listen. Again, my name is Andrea Marie. I am from New Jersey, South Jersey, totally different than North. from a town called Buna. A lot of farmland, but we were 20 minutes from Atlantic City, 40, 45 minutes from Philly, 3 hours from New York. You'd be in five states in 3 hours. It's crazy. Anyway, I had a lot of good surroundings, good atmosphere, good family, all that fun stuff. Even my father's side, my mom's side, like, they both came from good families. And of course, I get the bad seed. My mom's one of eight. My dad's one of three boys. He's the middle child, and I'm the second. You know, we're both the second kid. Me and my dad are so much alike. And just going through life, I was always different. I always fit in from what I looked like. I got good grades. I was a cheerleader. I was captain my senior year. You know, I strived, and it wasn't too hard to be successful. I was never cocky about it. I stayed very humble. But I guess, like, I'm 31 now, and I've lived on my own since I was 17. Which, mind you, I was barely out of high school. Needless to say, me and my mom are complete polar opposites. We're not even, like, I don't even understand her. But my father and I are so similar. So I'm a female. He's a male. You know, he wasn't really around from, like, when I was, like, 13 to, well, when I started dating my daughter. Her name's Ava Giselle. She is 10 years old. Her birthday was January 17th. She's awesome. She's funny and beautiful. But around the time when I met her father is actually when I started running into my father again, oddly enough, right? And I lived a way different, random lifestyle. Did I do completely bad, mean, rude things to people? No, I didn't, unless it was well-deserved. But dealing with everyone else's burden ended up taking a lot out of me, out of who I am, my original soul, the person that I am from when I wake up. Like, I don't even have to think about it. This is part of my personality, which it'll bring you to your purpose in life. And I realized throughout all these years, I never liked history, but my boyfriend now, he's very educated in history and whatnot. And I started doing research on my background and nationality. You know, I tell people all the time, like, I'm not white. When you have to pick what race you are, I put other. Because, like, my mom's side, we just did our tests. We always thought we were pretty much full Italian. Well, come to find out, we're mostly Italian, but we're also from Spain area, so we're Spanish. And then they found traces of Greek. So we have family that was from Greece. And oh yeah, of course, an African. You know, and people, when you say that, like, don't realize Africa's huge. It's a continent. It's enormous. You know, like, the Egyptians were totally different looking than anyone in South Africa. on my dad's side, which keep in mind about South Africa, so I'm going to get back to that, because they were white people, if you want to call them that. Open your notebook and look at that piece of paper, and that's white. I am not white. I'm like a olive-ish, you know, summertime, I'm dark. Like, so then I find out on my dad's side, I thought growing up, he was about like half Italian, and his dad was just Irish. Like literally his mom was Irish and his father was Dutch from the Netherlands. His last name was De Klerk, Cornelius De Klerk. So my dad ends up finding out we also have Albanian, which is very close to Italy. Albanian, Dutch, Irish, Italian. Yeah. So my dad's four, and then my mom, African, Italian, Spanish, Greek. So I'm like eight things that I know of, eight different nationalities. Oh, and then American, nine. I'm nine different things because I'm from America. My parents are from America. My grandparents are, you know, I'm like the fourth generation here. Probably got Indian in me too. I wouldn't be surprised. From all over. I had to get this out because I think people need to start thinking about that. Where are you from? Who are you? Why are you here? You know, what is your purpose? Because at the end of the day, at the end of your life, whatever, it's never, and it was never meant to be, just about you. You know, so when you get bogged down with making decisions and stressed out and frustrated, just chill, take a step back, and then look at it from a bigger picture. Pick like six people that you just think of. And what would they think? You know what I mean? And just start like getting different perspectives in your mind and then make a decision. Give yourself choices. I got wrapped up in a crazy year this past year. And again, I just turned 31. I'm a Libra. October 15th, 1987. I was born at 19:19 p.m. And when I was born, there was a windstorm that came through, like literally started at 19:09 p.m. coming up from the north. So I'm in Jersey and it came whipping down and demolished like most of Denmark, wiped out trees. It was crazy. There was the dude from the BBC. So this is 1987, like media was way different. And the dude sitting there and like told everyone, like national news. He's like, there's nothing going on. There's no tornado or whatever the hell it was, a hurricane that came through. It was so random. And I was born like 10 minutes later in New Jersey. It's pretty awesome, right? I am an air sign, so it makes sense. So I always did good. I was a bartender. I was in the restaurant business since I was 13. I was always making cash. I was 5 years old. We used to have a golf course, or we do, my grandparents. My mom's side is the Lavaris. They're from like East Vineland, New Jersey. We're related to a lot of people. She's, again, one of eight. And yeah. So I had a very, very good upbringing. Like I was selling lemonade out of friggin' a cigar box in a golf cart at 5 years old in the summertime. My mom's like, my brother would rake sand traps and I would go to work and make $80 in 4 hours because I was five and cute and I was family. So anyway, I just feel the need to start telling my story. I don't know what I'm going to call this chronicle, but it's going to be interesting and I'm going to let my story out verbally. My hand started hurting. I was writing too much. I got a lot of ideas. Again, I'm giving you guys a little gist because I'm literally starting from ground zero. In 1 year and maybe like 4 months, I have gotten taken everything from me. Like in 1 year, you know, it wasn't much. Again, I worked for cash. I was a bartender and I was a single mother. I am a single mother. Like her father and I never like continued to date, and I was with them from like 17 to 22, and I had Ava at 21, and then we moved down to like a shore area, and then I came back to Buena and I bought a trailer because I just bought it within my means. Like it was bigger, it was nicer, and I was actually born 4 trailers away and moved out when I was 6, and I moved Ava in 4 trailers away when she was 6, which is kind of crazy. I was there from 2015 until 2017. Or 2018, I'm sorry. May of 2018. March, something like that, in the spring. All I know is from November 2017 till July 13th. 2018 on a Friday the 13th, and that next Saturday, those 2 days changed my entire life. And November till then, I lost everything. We're having a huge epidemic, and it would be the most easiest thing in the world to be like, yeah, it was drugs. It wasn't. You know, again, I was a bartender. I was no angel. Like, I made my mistakes. I've prayed and I've surrendered and I've been through all of it, right? But it wasn't even that. You know, my dad was alcoholic. My mom ended up being a straight cokehead. Her and I had huge falling outs. Like, I had to be strong and, like, get my shit together. Had a kid young. I got pregnant at 20. Had her at 21. You know, my birthday was October. I turned 21. I had her in 2009, January 17th. You know, by myself. Had my own stuff by myself. My license, my car. New Jersey ain't cheap to live here. Like, you're not renting a 2-bedroom less than $1,200. Like, electric bills, $250, like, average. It's crazy. It should not be this expensive to live. But I will say I haven't worked. I haven't gotten a paycheck. I got one a couple times in the summer, but I was, like, losing my mind at that point. From September, I got this job in Mount Laurel. It was a marketing job. Because I wanted to start changing my life. You know, I wanted to have more of a career and be home at nighttime for my kid, you know. And my boyfriend, you know, works. My boyfriend's a great guy. And he's your typical man, you know. He's a mechanic. Rough around the edges, you know, he's a man. And he's 41. He's Italian as fuck. from this area and whatnot. And he ran this area. And if you're from New Jersey and you're from busy city, grew up at areas, you might know about MCs. Yeah, well, mine was president for a while in my county that I grew up in. And I'm being in the bar business. I've bumped into him. I know of him. But the first time that him and I, like, met, we haven't been away from each other. So he's my best friend. And the timing in my life versus taken on a serious relationship willingly in the first time in a while, because after he was dad, I just didn't even want to date, you know? I wanted to worry about my child. And when I tried to change everything, it changed everything. You know, change is always good, but the transition through it is never easy. Change is never easy. It's just always different. So you're always challenging yourself, you know? But it was, for me, it was like a vacuum. It was like a tunnel. It was like this funnel, better yet, like a magnet. And everything I have, own, or like, or want just got sucked away from me fast. Oh, apparently I made a commission on Facebook. Mark Hayden, you made a new commission. That's the type of message. Oh, sorry. Anyway, I'm going to cut this chapter a little bit short, but speaking of chapter, I want people to understand that from the outside looking in, I didn't know how bad people thought my life really was. You know, like, I was struggling, but I was all right. You know, and again, like, him and I both lost a lot. Like, he has a younger boy, and he was with someone for 20 years, and, like, we had to sacrifice a lot. And then in the meantime, like, I lost everything. I had a federal agency. We skipped state and went right to a DCPMP. It used to be called DYFS, D-Y-F-S, Division of Family, Youth, and Services, you know, through the Department of Health and Human Services or whatever. Well, they just totally skipped all that. They went to a Department of Child and Protection and Permanency and dispositions, and this whole system of, like, money making off of children, you know. And unfortunately, in this area, it was an epidemic, and people were on pills, and people were dying left and right. This fentanyl just came over and just was wiping people out. I never was on any heroin or anything like that. I dabbed around, but, like, I had a federal agency that came in hard, bad, hard. It was a nightmare. I lost my place, my car, my license, my identity, my child. My relationship was fading. I lost myself, my personality, my clothes. Ava's things have gotten rained on. I had two TVs, one broke already, you know, just from moving, and crazy. Like, I wouldn't wish what I'm about to tell y'all, everybody, on my worst enemy. You shouldn't have to suffer in every day. And my heart got ripped out of my chest. Like, November, I got arrested for the first time in my life from this department agency. In 3 months, 90 days, if they don't have enough evidence, they have to close the case. I missed the bus twice because I started that job in Mount Laurel, and he was paying me. At the end of the day, I got paid negative 12 cents an hour. I worked over 800 hours with commission, and I got paid maybe $1,200 through JP Morgan. It was crazy, and it was a energy venture. So it had to do with the electric and gas companies and the biggest market out there. But in the meantime, I haven't worked, you know, like, I totally get by. I mean, I do have a couple good support system and friends and whatnot, and I'm a very strong person, and I, like, lost myself, and I need to start telling about my story, because there's a message that needs to be brought to today's day and age, and I need to figure out how to channel to people. And once I do, and once I figure it out, people need to start reaching out to me. You know, again, my name is Ange DeClerc, A-N-G-E-D-E-K-L-E-R-K. You can find me on a lot of things with that. You can follow me some way, somehow. Just look it up. Andrea Marie Faith DeClercq or A-N-G-E Marie Faith DeClercq. My last name can be spelled several different ways, one way originally, but go America and Ellis Island. Also, I don't vote. I don't even understand politics. I like follow it to the minimum. Again, working at the bar, you never talk about religion or politics with drunk people. Just don't do it. But yeah, I found out a lot, and I believe in my research. I don't go into something in my mind wanting it to come out another way. Like with big issues, I'm looking at it at the issue and who is this and where's their credibility and things of that nature. And I've really done some research by myself. You know, I got 32 credits. I've been to college. I went to a trade school. I'm a nationally certified massage therapist. Also a nationally certified healthcare instructor. I'm a Zen member, which is for Zumba. I'm a licensed fitness dance instructor. I have a lot of things under my belt. You know, I cheered for 14 years. I have a beautiful daughter. I'm ready to get a place, a real job. I got a job offer with a United Franchise Group for Signorama, which is doing signs and murals, whatever, for more corporate and whoever, but more corporate and fully promoted, which they deal with Google and embroidering your name and branding companies. It's so up my alley and I'm so excited. So anyone that listens to this, and you have a business and you understand where I'm coming from. Nikola Tesla is my hero. I believe in we the people and I believe in unity. I don't understand what is going on right now in political terms. And I don't even know how they're getting away with it. It's disgusting, but they won't. Because first of all, the truth always comes out. So what they thought they deleted, they just categorized. It's going to be, wait till 2025. You guys are going to be like, what in the fuck just happened? Just go with the change, everyone. Again, it's Andrea, South Jersey, America. I need to go to Santorini Island. I need a vacation. I love you all. Stay tuned.